Shir Chaf Gimel in Gittin, Chavro Keshen, Heitov Shalom Tess, November 26, 1978, on Sunday continued.
That Kvalutim is movement between, not only is it Tamur, it's even movement. In other words, the difference between the distance between Kvalutim and Lulud is the same as the distance from Bekuve to Pumpadis. Now, what is called movement? So the Rav Amir mentions two things. One pshat in movement means that it's within the two shots. In other words, any city, any suburb that is within 2,000 tamos of the limits of the city. In other words, if a certain city, so that means Kvaludi was so close, not just close, but it was the distance between Kvaludi and Lud was less than 2,000 pounds. That's one pshat. Another pshat that Arav Amir mentions is that Mufla means if it is surrounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. So, if it is bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, even though it's chutz l'aretz, then it's considered movement. The implication being only if it is bounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. But suppose it is bounded by Eretz Yisrael on two sides, then it's not movement, only three sides. Now, the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, ביום הרב ואחרון ולדידי חוזר ליהו אסרי והבא כי ביקובר לפומפדיסה what is it in קובר לפומפדיסה והבא רוכל כי ביקובר לפומפדיסה so that would indicate more like the pshat like the pshat in the mirror that Google means if it is within 2,000 dollars so then it's a question of distance how this but he according to the other question in the Aramir that it means bounded by three sides in that song, so it's not a question of distance, it can be 10,000 tamos away from Eretz Yisrael. But still, it is bounded by on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So the lotion of the Gemara is di chodali al asre, the halakim in bikume le pumpedise, indicates like the Lashon HaGemara of Kinikum Tisa indicates like the Lashon HaRav Amiri that Muvle is based upon a considerable proximity. In other words, within, it is so close that it is within 2,000 tamos from Eretz Yisrael. So how will that explain? I mean, the other Lashon, how will it explain? So then we have to say, according to the other Lashon, that Muvle does not depend upon considerable proximity, but rather on the fact that it is bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So he just mentions, he wants to describe, Enoch and Ami, the reason as to why Kvaludi is considered Muvle has nothing to do with proximity. It has to do with the fact that it's bounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. But it happens that Kvaludi is very close to Lud. It happens. So mainly he says that as far as the proximity of Kvaludi to Lud is concerned, so it is the same distance as from Bekuve to Pumpadis. He's just giving us a descriptive fact. In other words, if we want to know where Kvaludi is, if we want to know, maybe the name changed already. So he tells us that Kvaludim is as far away from Lud as Bikube is from Pumpanis. But in Achname, it doesn't depend upon the proximity. It depends upon the fact that it's bounded on three sides by Artisan. Now let's see, Rashi says here, he's very marvelous, Rashi. He says, Vilma Rabbi, Ayoris Alolu, Shel Yisifu, Smuches Leart Yisroel, Hanoch Rekem Bechago, Zer Gamliel, Vihanar Bereplezer, Habe Smuches Kve, Shafu Goy Yisei Bitchum, Elo Sheino Meart Yisroel. Di Tanekam Yisova, Hanel Oitzrich, Mishum Yismuches, Vyoser Am Gamliel Lo Yisif Yismuches, Umeide Bemuvois, Vireplezer Mehisi Vesaf Muvois. So according to Tanekami, only real chutzlorets is required for nechtu for nechtam, if it's delivered from real chutzlorets. But if it is delivered from chutzlorets that is smuches, it doesn't have to say for nechtu for nechtam. And then Rav Gamliel says that even if it's delivered from chutzlorets that is smuches, so he has to say for nechtu for nechtam. But if it's delivered from mubloids, chutzlorets mubloids, not. And then Rabbi Lezer says, even if it's delivered, lo itachlu b'nisayam. So even if it's delivered from chutz loretz, that is not only smuches, it's even mubloetz, so it still has to say for that. So Rashi explains, v'hech adom mubloetz, ki na yori shemona ha-kosu b'mitzrochu shal Eretz Yisrael. Li isli gru. No one has here a chumash. It's not necessary. There is a chumash. והיורא יש שמונה הכוס מזרוך של הצחוי ויש לגבול, כי נכסים. ויסביסם לוחם לגבול קדמו, מחצר אינון שפום. ויורד הגבול משבום אביבו מקדם לאוי, ויורד הגבול מוכל כסף יום כנרס קדמו. ויורד הגבול הידינו יש יצב יעמלך, זה יסתיר לכם לא רק בסדר סוף. So, he says, היורא שמונה הכוס מזרוך של הצחוי ויש לגבול. כנכסיב יסביסה לכל לגבול קדמו בחוץ הרי ומנה להגבול היום אסחקס and then certain cities are mentioned as the gבול, as the eastern gבול of Eretz Yisrael. Certain cities are mentioned. Now, it doesn't mean, I mean that's very seldom that you will find two cities that are so parallel, I mean that correspond with each other so that the eastern limit of this city, let's say this is one city that is mentioned in the Torah, and this is another city. So it's not likely that the two cities, that the eastern limits of the two cities, that you can draw mamish, that it's mamish, one is opposite the other. So if certain villages, towns are mentioned on the eastern rule of Eretz Yisrael, So it's probably like that. One city that is mentioned as the eastern pool, so is bailing more towards the east than the other. This ends here, and this ends here. Now, and these are the cities that are mentioned on the group. So, he says, So that means, so of course it means that the here is over the chutzlaris, because this is the eastern book. Now Mizrach is here, Meirev is here. So Memele, if this is a city that is mentioned as situated on the eastern book, so of course here is chutzlaris. Here is chutzlaris. The question is, how about here? This is chutzlaris. But how about here? The eastern limit of this city is here. So let's say there is about, could be 50 miles from here till here. From here to here is 50 miles. So suppose you have other little towns, other little villages that are located in this area. So what would they have it in? Of Chutz Loretz or of Eretz Yisrael? So he says, ומין רגוע יורס רביס, ומהם להלו חוטבונס, ויש מהם שבילתיס מלכה, ובסיין לצד המצחוק, ארבע וחומש פרסורס, like this is בילתיס לצד המצחוק, over and above, the the eastern limit of this village. So, umisilu aleches, mizulizu huagru. Huagru. Vayomi soim is chutzlim silo. Lifnim, miblita soir, abiletes, koro, miblet. So, in other words, so then you draw. So this, the Misilo, that goes from here, this is the Misilo, that leads from here, this is buried more to the east than this end. So, Misilo, Harileches Misulezu Huagu. So the Gvul is this. So that means if you have any town, any little village that is here, even though it's Lifnim of the Blite, because this bulges out over the bow of this Gvul. Since you have more than one city mentioned on the eastern wall, so what is the real wall? What is the demarcation line between the Arsoy and Chutzloretz? Misilo Haleleches, from this to this. So that means that any village that is here, even though it's with Nimin Abitur, is Chutzloretz. As I said, Vayomes Ayin is Chutzlim Silo, with Nimin Britasir. This is the Britasir. And if any village, so now this, if you have a village here, so it's lechutz mitzvidasiyah. But if you have a village here, so it's lifnim mitzvidasiyah. So, vayoves in this chutzim silo lifnim mitzvidasiyah, but let us korolei mivlas bisei chatrum, vafil hoche eino me'arat Yisrael. Vafil hoche eino me'arat Yisrael. So this is called mivlas. Any village here, is called mivlas. But it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutzlo. Even though it's with Nimin Abrito, So if only one town would be mentioned in the Torah as constituting the Eastern rule, all right? So any town that is with Nimin Abrito, so then you would have to draw a straight line like this, and any town that is here, that is with Nim of that line, would be considered Eretz Yisrael. But you have more than one town. So the melee, the real rule, the real demarcation line is the misilo, this line. The misilo that is ileches. From, you draw a line, you see, from the eastern limit of this town to here. So here, so anything outside this demarcation line is Chutzloretz. But if you have any village, even though it's Chutzloretz, it's still considered muvlas b'sich tchum Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to Rashi Seal, on how many sites is this village bounded? By two of them. Here is Eretz Yisrael, and here is Eretz Yisrael. And here there isn't. So it's only bounded by two. So we see that according to Rashi, muvlas b'sich tchum Eretz Yisrael, you see, is if it is bounded on two sides by Eretz Yisrael. According to one version in the Miri, if it is bounded by three sides by Eretz Yisrael. And according to Rashi, Siyo. So any village that is bounded by two sides, on two sides by Eretz Yisrael, is considered Mu. Now, when we learned the first summit that bends, so then we asked the Kashmi mention that Rishayni are massive on Rashi. Because Rashi, the first Rashi, Hamibi get into the Sayam, Kol Chutzloretz Kol into the Sayam, Bami Bobel. So all the Rishayni, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Ritvo, the Rashi, I don't remember, the Rambam, the Ritvo, the Ram, they are all massive against Rashi. He says, Kol Chutzloretz. So then it means, and this is, so that then it follows, then it implies that if Mekorit Tanekame, any Chutzloretz, if Shriya believers get from any part of Chutzloretz, whether it's far away or close, so he has to say for that to an Echtam. But how could that be? That's only the Shite of Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer, but Tanekame is Chalek. And Tanekame holds that even Smuches, even if a Shriya believers get from Smuches, not only from Ugloes, but from Smuches, So he doesn't have to say Panechtam, Panechtam. But according to Rashi's Pshat, the Tanakhami himself says, Hamei beget mitin esayah, kol chutz v'oretz v'oretz mitin esayah. Kol chutz v'oretz v'oretz mitin esayah. That's the Asod, that the old mention against Rashi. So then the Ritvo is masked against Rashi. And he says, Aval pishi yesh litrit. Aval pishi yesh litrit. He considered it as a deer. But the Ritvo himself realized that this is how Rashi can explain, can answer that Rashi. In other words, the Tidakhnam, according to Rashi, according to, he pointed out that the Ritvo himself understood that according to Rashi, even Tanikami requires that whenever Shia delivers a get from Chutz Lorenz, regardless of the distance or the proximity, it doesn't make any difference, whether from distant town in Chutz Lorenz or from the proximate, a close town in Chutz Lorenz, as long as he delivers a get from Chutz Lorenz, he has to say for that people, even Tanikam. So then, what is the machlokes between Tanakhame and Rabbaniel? So the machlokes is, Ava Pishme Shlitchei, he says, now, let's see the Rosh, or the Ritchei. We explain it in that machlokes. Pirish Rash, the whole Chutz Lakon, the Yam, the Bar, the Bar. ולא ידירה, דין כי רב דבדיל דמה פעמים ורק נחגו, מה יעשה למימה, דין ובאדם בחוץ לארץ נינו, דין מארץ ישראל, לכל העולם ימצאו שאין מפונח לפונחתם. ולא יקל למימה רק נחגו מארץ ישראל נינו, אלא שכושר לבוא מלכתם, ואין תארץ ישראל ימצאו לפונחתם, איזה שכופשו, דו מגמור לסמוך איזה מפלוי, בארץ ישראל פלגה, מה שמה בחוץ לארץ נינו, אלא שאין סמוך איזה, ואף על פי שיש ליטרי ולימה, די בסמוך איזה מפלוי, I don't have the dagoes, but די בסמוך איזה מפלוי, ואי כי הארץ ישראל קומה, דהיין הם איזה כוחים, שכובשו אל גובה, מכל מוקם אין נירה לחירקי. So he's masked. So, but he himself mentions a possible talents, and the question that he asks again is flash, that in other words, the machleikes between Tanakam and Ram Gamliel consists in Gara to a town that is of the Mikane, Shekopshu and Mitzrayim. But, Loikopshu and Bob, but it's Kopshu and Mitzrayim. So, Hashem Eretz Yisrael it has. Gdush is Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't. So then, according to Tanakame, if some Tanakame is also made, if some Ishliach who deliver a get from a town that is Chutz Lorenz Gomu, that is Chutz Lorenz Gomu, that doesn't even come within the Gvulim Shemitu Avrom Avinu. That is Chutz Lorenz Gomu. Even if it is very close, and it is Muvle within the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael that Kovshu Elevot. But if that town where the Get was sent from, was executed, is Chutz Lorenz Gomu, so then Tanakame will agree that he has to say before the next time Mishnah. In spite of the fact that that town that is Chutz Lorenz Gomu is Somuch and Muble, Bisoichel Tisroel that Kofshu El Gomu. But when does the Tanakame say? So that's why Tanakame says, I mean, we get in Nesayah, call Chutz Lorenz, even Somuch Muble, if it is Chutz Lorenz Gomu, according to Rashi, so even according to Tanakame, but according to the now, the takone of b'fanechtam is based primarily upon kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We said that at that point is the machleket between the Ramatam and David, according to the Ramatam. So Eretz Yisrael here means something that is kedushas Eretz Yisrael too. It's based upon Mishmo and into the Kaimi. That's only the background, but we are not at liberty to investigate in each specific situation. Are they between the kaimi or not between the kaimi? Then it will be completely chaotic. Now, there is a takone chakone. The time of the takone is because of the shmo, because it's in the kaimi. But then it remains a special takone. And it remains a special takone. So, and we're through. So, and what is it based in the takone? So in the background, in the timing, it's based upon in between the kaimi, upon between the shmo. But in the takone itself, it's based upon Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rabbetal, it's based upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael, and then the town that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, if he gets it sent from that town, the Shliach has to say, according to the Ri, it's based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashi, so we said that the Lord, that this is really what the Ritva means when he says, Vachal Pishay Shlitre, that according to Rashi, that the Kone Ufanachtam Tvanachtam is based upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So Bimele, if a get is delivered from a town that is Chutzlar Eretz Gomo, does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then even according to the car, even though it's Somruch and Mubre, to Eretz Yisrael Gomo, that has Duches Eretz Yisrael, so he still has to say before the after Panach. But, even according to the car, but the car says, the Tachlikes between Tanekami and Rav Gamliel and Rav Elezer is in regard to towns that have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. If the get was delivered from a town that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but does not have a Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but it is Somuch to Eretz Yisrael that has a Dushas Eretz Yisrael too, or it is Mublin within the Eretz Yisrael that has a Dushas Eretz Yisrael too, So according to Tanekame, he doesn't have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. According to Rav Gamliel, by Somuch, he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. By Mublina, according to Rav Lezer, even by Mublina. So Mela, then it will follow. This is how we explain the Rashi. So then it will follow that when Rashi mentions this example, and he says that Ayoris, that I'm going from out of soil would be any ayok, any village that is located here with Nim Gitas here, in order to that it should harmonize with Rashi Shite, the way the ritual explains it, but he doesn't like it, he says it's hard, he says. So then we have to say that even though Rashi says, Batul Hochim Eretz Yisrael, so that means anything that is the chutz of this misilo, the straight line that is drawn from the eastern limit of this time to the other time. So it's chutz loretz, that means that this, in other words, that this does not anything that is beyond this line does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael will have. Hashem Eretz Yisrael will have. Why will it have Hashem Eretz Yisrael? Why will it have Hashem Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is, in view of the fact that this city that bulges out to the east, over and above this city, so easy rule, so mele, that means that anything, now if you were to draw a straight line here, just a straight line here, so then it would mean that this is also Eretz Yisrael. So in regard to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so Kedushas Eretz Yisrael requires, in order to be effective in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it is not enough that it is within the Gurim Shnitlavon. It's necessary that there should be a Kibush Rabbah. So in other words, so these cities that Deile Mitzrayim Wokevish, now Deile Mitzrayim Wokevish, all the cities that are mentioned in the Parsha of Masa. In the long run, they Wokevish all the cities. Not at the very outset, so it took them a long time until they Wokevish all of the Zainami. But in the long run, they Wokevish all the Mikemis that are enclosed within the ruling mentioned in Masa. So in order to become effective in Dushas Eretz Yisrael, then it's not enough that it's mentioned in Masa. Then it requires that there should be a Kibush Rabin. But there was a Kibush Rabin. And what was there a Kibush Rabin? So there was a Kibush Rabin on every city that is mentioned in Masa. So they were Mitzrayim, ultimately were Kibush. Ultimately, we're Kibushim. and so Mele he became affected with Dushas, he became affected with Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But now, since this city is mentioned in Masay, so they will be trying more Kavishim. But the villages that are beyond the demarcation line, they are not mentioned in Masay, so they will be trying more Kavishim. So Mele sees they will be trying more Kavishim, so it did not become affected to the Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But even though it did not become affected to the Dushas Eretz Yisrael, in view of the fact that it is with name of the Blite, of the city that Al-Pidin is called it who, so Mele, that itself gives it the Dushas Eretz Yisrael. By virtue of the fact, if you were to draw a straight line from the eastern limit of the city that bulges out, more to the east, over and above, over and beyond the eastern limit of the other cities. So if you were to draw a straight line here, so then it would mean that any village that is located here is with Niminagu. So as far as Dushas Eretz Yisrael is concerned, so Dushas Eretz Yisrael cannot take effect by itself. Dushas Eretz Yisrael can only be chal on a certain territory if kibush was realized. Now, kibush was not realized on the towns that are not mentioned. So the Mele, Dushas Eretz Yisrael was not chal. But as far as Sheva Eretz Yisrael, we'll see that, I mean, in the Gemara further, in connection with Toriyam, the Teisves. So we'll see that there is a special halacha that if something is mentioned as a gvul, so that in itself gives it a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Torah designates that as a border of Eretz Yisrael, that in itself gives it a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Torah designates it as a border. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, so a certain strip in the Mediterranean Sea has a din of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, certainly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the whole Yav HaGadol up to Europe that is Kineged Eretz Yisrael has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, so Teisa says that Spain, southern Spain, from Teisa is much my influence, but that's inconsistent with the geography. But southern Spain, if you look at the globe, so you'll see that southern Spain is connected to Eretz Yisrael. So there is one Moshe that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so not only the whole Mediterranean Sea that is connected to Eretz Yisrael as a given of Eretz Yisrael, but even southern Spain itself, the territory, has a given of Eretz Yisrael. Not the United States, not America, because that's already beyond the regions, but Spain is just beyond the Mediterranean Sea. So how is there a din of Eretz Yisrael? What? The Mitzrayim or Kadesh, the Mediterranean Sea? It's not mentioned anywhere. That the Mitzrayim or Kadesh, the Mediterranean Sea, or Spain? It's not mentioned. I mean, these are not, it's not so. But the answer is, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the whole Yam HaGadol that is connected to Eretz Yisrael, in other words, the whole of the Mediterranean Sea, let's say here is Eretz Yisrael, here is the Mediterranean, well, I mentioned this as Mizrach, and the Mediterranean happens to be in my land. So, let's say, if this is the Mediterranean Sea, and here you have Eretz Yisrael, let's say this Gemara, the week of this Gemara, as it is open, is Eretz Yisrael, and here is the Mediterranean Sea. So all the Mediterranean Sea, up to Spain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has it been of Eretz Yisrael. But what the Mitzrayim came to the Mitzrayim not came to, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the whole of the Mediterranean Sea that is connected to Eretz Yisrael is comes within the expression V'hoyolochorayamayorayamagodelibu. So the Torah designates that portion of the Yam HaGadol of the Mediterranean Sea as a group. So mainly the question of Eretz Yisrael, because it is a border of Eretz Yisrael. Since Al-Pidin is a border of Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, the Rashi Shite here is also that as far as Moshe's Eretz Yisrael is concerned. So that takes effect through Kibush. Now, Kibush was realized on the cities that are mentioned, but on the villages that are with Nirmin Abritok of one of the cities, no Kibush was realized. No Kibush was realized. And even if a Kibush would be realized, it would be a Kibush Yotin, because there is no mitzvah of Kibush on that, on these cities. So Mimele, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael cannot have. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael will only have any town that is lifnim of this Kisilot, that is drawn, this line that is drawn from the eastern limit of this city to the other city. But no Kibush was realized on this, so it doesn't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But since this city in its entirety is designated as a rule, so that means now, so you can ask, all right, this city is designated as a group. So this line is also a group. How about here? So then we say, since when you draw a line, you extend a straight line, this way, so that means that this line is also a group of the of all the villages that are with Nibiradi. So Mamele is Shemer Atzis Choyle Tez. So Rashi is not difficult. Rashi says here that the Mevlois are the cities that are here. But according to Rashi Shite, so when does the Tanakhama say, that Smuchens and Mevlois, so you don't have to sing for Yachtam, only if the Smuchas Mugloyes have Mechol HaPochas Hashem Be'at Yisrael. But if the Smuchas Mugloyes don't even have Hashem Be'at Yisrael, it's Chupor Et Gomu, then you may come to Rami Kamer, but Gamu Yom Rabu Ezer, the Shliach who delivers a get from those cities, has to sing for Yachtam, And here Rashi says, Vakulochei Nun Be'at Yisrael, the answer is because according to Rashi, so the from the is based upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele, and here in Tikkun Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. So according to Tanakame, if a get is delivered from those villages, he doesn't have to say according to Rabbi Lezer, he has to say for that. Michal, with an Akamisova, Hamletov, my love, the whole community. The mouse of our will be shipped in the smoke. Now, Tanakam holds that the is based upon the smoke. So, Mille Smuches and Mugloys up to the smoke. So, if a get is executed in Smuches and Mugloys, the Shriyaku delivers such a get from such a place, he does not have to say for a Tupanak. And Umar Sobaram Gamliel holds which until he came in. The Hanan Amel is Shrich. Smuche is Loishrich. Look, Rabbi Mitar the time, if Rabbi Mitar the time, and so in other words, Rabbi can say that both Tanakame and Ram Gamliel agree with his word. And Rabbi can say that both Tanakame and Gamliel agree with his word. Rabbi Mitar the time, Rabbi Mitar the time, Rabbi Mitar the time, Tanakam is over Hane, this Kibin is Muche is Migmagma. We also have a little name of Mugloys, Mires, Mugas, Ligmira. So it's not a Machlekes in Mitzies. It's a question of a degree, of course. They, in Smuches, they are much more knowledgeable than the Jews in Chutzpah. But they are not as knowledgeable as the Jews in the Eretz Yisrael itself. So this is the question of degree. So, what are the name of Lois Mires for a Goidman? What's the name of Lois Namalei? So there is no machlekes as to whether Lois is Mira Goidman. Because as far as Lois is concerned, so it's the same the degree of knowledge that is possessed by the Jews in Eretz Yisrael is possessed by the Jews who live in the towns that are Lois. So why does Reb Lezer require? Because of Shalit Tachleik Bimdina Zayat. was auf dem Himmel, am Schlaf, ja, komm, da ist ein Teil, am Schlaf, ist ein Teil, ich kann nicht kommen, ist aber, Hanneke, ist mich gestern. Was auf dem Himmel, mit wo ich schrieche, Smuch, ist wo ich schrieche. Was auf dem Himmel, mit wo ich Name, schon die Tag, wo ich bin, das sei ja, ich dachte, nein, was auf dem Himmel, mit wo ich Name, wo ich schon mal abgab, ich mir, wo ich nachdem, ich komme, das sei ja, schon die Tag, wo ich sei ja, mach, ich gott, das sei ja, mir was auch immer, aber, das ist, ומה אתה רוצה שיש לי קיים על משליחי ותאם לך בזה? לא אם שם בסוף הם בואי סתם משליחי. אלו שלא איתך לא יבין זה יד, כי זה משנה בסוף. נא, כחום מהם אני צור שאימא יפולי נאכת, אני יפולי נאכת. only the Chachamim say. Michal tan kamis sova melech loitzov. My rabbok of it. Dima sova we mishem kinu mishmo. Tan kame bases the requirement of what happened when they have done upon mishmo. Upon mishmo. So mele, he maybe has to say, because the Michal Zohar is not knowledgeable. But Melech does not have to say, because the Bnei Arz Yisrael are knowledgeable. We haneg mir, says haneg, Bnei Arz Yisrael. Umar sova, the Chachomim, who spells it out, that Melech holds a zibonat nechtam, he bases the fornechtam fornechtam, and he's in the kaimen, v'anu namu lishlichem, because it is the same way, the same thing. So the Gemara says, Rabbi mitar the time, Rabbi mitar the time, Rabbi mitar the time, and he could always be king with Shmo, ואוכל בגזיר אס מילי חוטו מייבי כמי פליגה תנקה מסובה בגזרין המילי חוטו מייבי ורבון הבאס רואי סובה גזרין המילי חוטו מייבי so according to Rabbi there is a machleken between Tanakame and Rabbi Masroi that's only the Rabbi Masroi according to Masroi Rabbi Masroi so Rabbi will also say that there is no machleken between Tanakame and Rabbi Masroi but so far the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less than the Rabbi. So Rabbi only bases for the requirement for Nachdam exclusively on Lishmo, not on any kind. So then the question arises, why should Melech have to say for Nachdam? So it's my time, Rabbi says, that according to the Kame, Melech doesn't have to say, because they are knowledgeable. And the Rabbi Basroye, the Chachamim, they say that Melech has to say. Why? Because according to them, we are getting a melech of the maid. Melech of the maid. Even though on its merits, melech shouldn't be required, but because of the zero of melech of the maid, the Rabbon Basroi say that melech also says this. We Rabbe, but according to Rabbe, Rabbe says there is no machlekin between Echtanikam Rabbon Basroi. Mitaratanikul Amshit is Mikami. The Rabbon Basroi, Livushet Tanya Tanikam Rabbon. Rabbe is forced by logic to say that there is no machlekes. Because since according to Rabbi, the whole town is because of the Tzimri Kaimi, so what difference does it make? Whether he delivers it from Chutzlores to Yisrael or from Yisrael to Chutzlores is the same distance. And if you have a soil who stands on time for the Kame, the Unanim Melech Omeim Yisrael, El Rechav Menayim. Right. Now, Amei, he gets me the Lepin of Nisayam. That's mentioned in the reish of the mission. I mean, we get this din of the Messiah, so from the earth to the earth. The implication being, go base in the din of the Messiah, no, it's only from one country to another. Now, what does it mean? Medina, Medina means that he has a separate government. So, I mean, we get the din of the Messiah, so from the earth to the earth. But if it's in the same country, go base in the din of the Messiah, so according to Rabbi, we understand. But in the same country, just from one city to another, so there is a lot of transportation and communication between one city and another, in the same country. But between two different countries, so it has always been the same way. I mean, in Kol Chodesh Dabas HaShemesh. So it's not so easy to travel from one country to another. You need a passport, you need this, you need that. So the melee, it's ain't any between Likaime. So you understand this why if one deliver basic the basic Medin of Nisayam, so it doesn't have to say for Nakhtam. And Medin didn't say Yam, he has to say. But Lerabe, it's a question of knowledge. So what difference does it make? So the people in the Jews in Chutzlores are not knowledgeable, they are ignorant. So it doesn't make any difference whether from one country to another country, or from one city to another city, or from one section in the same city to another section in the same city. What difference does it make? They're not knowledgeable. What the Rabbi Kashi says, Loi tei meho bein si medino minasayam loi tzorich, alein zoi loi tzorich. Don't deduce from the Loshon of the Reish of Mishnah that says, Amin ke medino dino, that ho bein si medino not, but the reason as to why the Mishnah formulates it that way, Hamim Gedin Dinum Nezayam, is to imply that that Mindino Mindino Be'arz is Hoyer is Hoyer Tzori. Why? Because it's Lishmo. Loi. Loi Tei Mo'o Bish Mindino Se'yam Tzorach and Mindino Mindino Be'arz is Hoyer Tzori. So the Gemara says, if that is the purpose, if that is the Tiyuk of the Reishe, so why does the Reishe have to advise us through a Tiyuk, through an implication? But it's spelled out. What does it mean? That if somebody delivers a gift from one Medina to another Medina, let's say from Yehuda to Goliath, from Goliath to Yehuda, or from Yehuda to Vrayad, or from Goliath to Vrayad, or from Vrayad to Goliath. So he doesn't have to say, so the Gemara says, so why, according to Rabbi, why does the Mishnah have to tell us the same thing in the Reisha and the Sefer? So the Gemara says, "Im ayin havamina hanimil edevi al chatchila loy." Come on. Now, there is no nakimin of dina, it's just in the shakur time. But this Gemara could be explained in two ways. What does it mean in mahi? Does mahi mean the Sefer? Or mahi means the Sefer is the clause in the Mishnah that says, "Amen gen be'at esoyim tzoklim v'ponech v'ponech." And the Reisha is the clause in the Mishnah that says, "Amim get mendino dino bin sayam tzochlim v'ponechta v'ponechta." The implication being, but mendino dino be altis oil is loitzol. So according to Rashi, so Rashi says, now let's see the Rashi. Im yahi miduki the Reisha, if the Mishnah just mentioned the Reisha, "Amim get mendino dino bin sayam tzochlim," implication being, but mimdinum dino beatis hoyes oitzorich havam in the hanum ledeevet. Why did not never the mice mimdinum dino beatis hoyer? Will he nicht up with one of in zorich with sail shlechuse alkar? So if the Mishnah just mentioned the Reishe, nay, have we get mimdinum dino be in the Zayam? He's so clean. Thus implying the Mindino Mindino Be'arz Yisroel. Is Ein Tzorich Leimar, I would say, that if he already delivered the get, and he did not witness the writing and the signing of the get, so then he can deliver it. He can deliver it. But suppose he comes and asks as a shayla. Now I was asked to be a shliach, to deliver the get from one Mindino Be'arz Yisroel, let's say from Yehudi, to Goliel. Should I witness it or not? So then we are going to tell him, by all means, witness it. So that's why the Sefer comes and tells us, I mean, we get there to soil, and so it's like, even if he comes and asks us, should I witness it? The get was not written yet. The get was not signed yet. Tomorrow it's going to be written. It's going to be signed. Is it obligatory upon me to witness it? So we tell him, no, you don't have to witness. This is, but it could be explained another way too. It could be explained another way too. Another way is, if the Mishnah had just mentioned that Hamid Biget, Be'arz Yisroel, Ein Tzorich Leimar, I would say, what does it mean Ein Tzorich Leimar if he already came and he didn't witness it? So we don't tell him, now you go back again and tell the Baal that he should write another get and you witness that get. Masha'in came, but l'chatchila, if he asks us, do I have to witness it or not? We tell him, we have to witness it. So that's why the Reisha emphasizes, ha'mei b'get, mimdino limdino, bimdina sayam, so tzorich leima, thus implying, but mimdino limdino be'at esfoyle, tzorich leima, him l'chatchila. Even if he asks us a shayla, before the get is written. We could explain it that way, but Rashi doesn't explain it that way. So Rashi explains, Imahi means the Reish. Haba min hamim le devet. Di maisim din din be'al tisol le telefono, bin tzol chlif tisol chuse al kach. Abo lecha tchile, yabim min le yechab min din le leik lale. Kom masho mishni yisei ve nisei ve lo yitzori. Lo yitzori. Vigil meisiv lo. Vigil meisiv lo. Home in the about to soil itself, we have a new hair of it, just that way. Look, my team is with my team. My team didn't about to slow it over. Only my team didn't say, I'm with Tori. I would do it about to slow my Tori. Leads the Amin didn't do no stand. So the Gemara says, Lay, I'm doing it about to slow it over. Now the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we didn't do about to slow it is with Tori. Even from the point of view of an interim kind, but you ask, we didn't do about to slow it. Why? Why is Loi Tzorich at all? The people don't travel so readily from one Medine to another Medine, from Yehuda to go and so on. The Chiv Mikelri going in Mishkashvich. So in other words, so we see, so the more as Tina with much is a Mishkai, but she Mishkai my Kalima, Kindi Kid, but it didn't, the Kvie Mishkashvich. So we see two concepts. So we see two things from the Zimor. Number one, that the Takone of the Fanachtam is Takone Gdum. It existed Bisman Bisamigdash also, because the Gemore says Kim Dikin Rigoli, and we see that there was no Ela Rigoli after Chum Bisamigdash, there was no Ela Rigoli. So, and still he says that you don't have to say because it's Mitzuri Kanye, because of the Rigoli. That means that it's Takone Gdum. When exactly this takone was enacted, I don't know. But we see that the Chol HaPoches, Bizman Bayisheni, that takone existed. Whether it existed Bizman Bayisheni, that I don't know. But Bizman Bayisheni, the takone existed. So, and then the Gemara says, and then we see that from this Gemara, that there is no mitzvah of being able to go after the Chol Bizman. And that's not such a double portion. Because according to the Rambam Shita, that Kedusha Shlio is Kicho Lishaito, Vikicho Zivode, so one could reasonably say that there should be a mitzvah of Eil Rego. Who says that Eil Rego is based upon the Binyan is a mitzvah? Maybe the Eil Rego, the mitzvah of Sholish Pomi Vashono. That you have to be able to the Mishamikdosh depends upon the Mikkei of the Mishamikdosh, not upon the Bini. So we see from this Gemara, no, that this depends upon the Bini. So Gemara, so there is no Eil Rego. So Kim Dike, but it didn't create Mishkash. Yes, what is it?
This one I don't understand. We're discussing from one area, one Medina, and Eretz Yisrael, to another section of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Just because of what they did, people don't travel from a Bezin in one place. They lose their house, they go to the
Why not?
They
Why, not? Why not? Because the no, there was only the no. There was always a Bisabah. What is the Bisabah? The Bisabah is the Sanhedrin. Whether it had been of Sanhedrin after the Chum Mishamikdash or not is a machlokes between the Rambam and Rambam. But that doesn't make any difference. There was the highest Bezin that was called Bisabah. And the aloches, let's say, that if somebody calls the other to him, so he can hear his schools to tell him, I don't want to rely on the decision of this local Bezdin. I only want to rely on the decision of the Beis Abba. So many people used to go from Ibrahim, from Goyal, to Yehuda, to Beis Abba. If the certain times, so the Beis Abad was in variance, certain times, so the Beis Abad was in other cities. So in Mele, it's Mishkashtu.
Rashi, since we heard the Bezdin in each particular city, says the Ayaros,
okay.
It was a setup.
In Kim Abad, so Rashi says that. Now let's go over the Rashi. Let's go over the Rashi. Again, אם אני בדוקי את הרי שיהיה במין אני לא יודעת, אם אני סביר לדעת בארצון לפלא פונומית, אני חושב שאולי כך, אבל לך תחילה, יהיה במין לך מרים ללאי קלה. כמה שנשני סייבר, אני סייבר לצורי, וידי גמי סיבוכה, וניחו למלך מראי שאו יסו בה, ולאב לא יסיבה מסייבר, וכתוב בהן דייה ממיקד בארץ ישראל, אין לי צורי, על מתי הם ממשים לשמוע, הוא צורה שלו זבד לבית קשה. ובגמור הסס, ויהיה כדימי ספרי, So why does the Gemara have to ask a kasha, to raise a kasha against Rove from the diuk of the reishe. Let the Gemara raise a kasha against Rove directly from the Sefer, not from the diuk. That this is what bothered Rashi. So v'nichal l'melech mereishe u'misuve. Wouldn't it be better to raise the kasha directly from the Sefer, from the explicit statement in the Sefer, rather than from an implication of the Reishe? So is v'lav v'asuim is able to behead the amim gen v'at esloil and tzorich al metayim v'shul nishmo. So this is the kasha. So now come the terms. The bishum the bereishe to the behead the amim gen v'at esloil. It's better. It's much better to raise the kasha from the diuk of the reishe than from the explicit formulation of the same. Why? Because if the makshe had raised the kasha against Rove from the explicit formulation of the same that says, "How may we get Be'al Yisrael?" And it's over. So the Rove kasha, what difference does it make whether it's a medino medino beichutz loretz or medino medino be'al Yisrael? Is the same distance, and people don't travel so readily from one medina to another medina, whether it's out of soil or chutz loretz. So he says no. Mishum, so he says, the mishum, the bereishit on the behedim din medino. We say for litonim din medino. So if the makshin had raised the kashe against Rove from the seife, so then the Tarzan would have a very simple teretz. We have a reason when they have mishamle, that when the seife says, "How may we get Be'al Yisrael in Yitzoriach," it means, "How may we get Be'al Yisrael be'eisim edino Be'al Yisrael in Yitzoriach." But when they didn't Be'al Yisrael in Yitzoriach, the Tarzan could readily have given this teretz. We have a God. But, I mean, the makshin wouldn't have left him alone. Suppose the Tarzan would have given the teretz, so then the makshin would persistently have said, "No, Bahakada Mesvili, Michal Dina Sayam Beisim Medino, Namitzoy, there is a mistake. Namitzoy, the law has to be erased. Namitzoy. So save what I would do here." So Mimele, he would have to resort to a diuk anyway. So Mimele, he's asking the kashe, since he would have to resort to a diuk anyway, so he's asking a kashe from the Reish. Leilam dim dim about his only toy, he did the daikas, he did the rovi. Kim dik eil ami golem shchich, he did Vod am lo lo liu, but he shmait dim dim about his only kibinaye. He dim dim about his only kibinaye. So the Gemara at first that base said, that the dim dach dimina between Rabbi and Rove, is if he gets his delivered from one million out of soil to another million out of soil. So according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say. And according to Rove, he has to say, that was then. Before the Gemara came to the conclusion, that Mdino Be'al Yisrael in Rove is maybe he doesn't have to say. But now that the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Mdino Be'al Yisrael, so according to Rove too, he doesn't have to say because it's between the Kaine, because of the regular, but the Deen, whatever, so Mimele, that Nachtimine cannot be mentioned between Rabbi and Rove. But that Nachtimine can be mentioned. But the Dinah Nikvui, by Yorit, at the sense of Shilve, Umitsuye Shayores, Sheil Chislote, Bimkim Abad. So the Rashi really raised your shayla. But Ezra was misaking that in every city on Monday and Thursday, Bezdin should sit in session. So why should they travel from Golan to Yehudah? The answer is because there are certain cases where one Baldin insists that he wants a litigation before the Bishabad. The Bishabad, there was only one place, the Bishabad. The Bishabad was only one place. So, Sheldon Mikmabad. Alright, now, Rabshim and Gabriel Eime, Rafim Magnu Yagmunye, Vom Rabbi Yitzchok, Yerachas Yisrael Be'al Yisrael, Vassos Yishmo, Vom Yobei Agmunye, Shemakpid Yisrael Zeh, like Berlin. So you have the western zone of Berlin and the eastern zone of Berlin, the same city. You have different governments. So, Lefichu Chutzchuk Leima, Magmunye Lagmunye, Lirobe Niche, Lirabe Kashye. So, of what significance is the fact that they have two zones and two different governments? But they're knowledgeable, in each zone they're knowledgeable. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi is like Rabbi. So since Rabbi is like Rabbi, and Rabbi is made in Dinah Be'al Yisrael, So that you don't have to say because so what's left in the practical left? So according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say. According to Rabbi, he has to say because of Lishmo. In our days, in the Zayam, according to Rabbi, he doesn't have to say because the Ayin Mitzvah Mikame. According to Rabbi, he has to say because of Lishmo. Alright, Elamai. So the Gemara says. מכיר זה זה שני ילד, אנחנו ידעו אגמי יזו, לרוב אל רבי קשי, וארץ ישראל רבי, הוא בקיר לשמו, ומשום דלו ישכיח אל קיימי, אצליחו לו, רבי ישראל לרוב, קשי says, מקפיד עם זה על זה, שהוא יהיה לבין אגמון יזו ואגמון יזו, in other words, so בזמן הגמורה, when the Malchus, when you had two different governments, they were only מקפיד, that one of their citizens should not leave the country. But Rashi doesn't mention, Shal Makpidin Zal Zeh Shal Yilir Ben Agmun Yezu La Agmun Yezu Vi Shal Yobin Ben Agmun Yacheres La Agmun Yeshaleh. That he doesn't say. So apparently, I mean, that is the historical fact. In those days, in this respect, they were more liberal. So the governments were only Makpid that their citizens shouldn't leave the country. But they had no objections against citizens of other countries entering their country. Today, so with all the progress, so governments are marketing both ways. Not only that one of their citizens, and maybe today, I mean, certainly the United States government doesn't care, I mean, if one of their citizens leaves their country, they don't even care if he's exposed to the danger of being killed or to commit suicide. So, but in Zman Chazal, it was the רבי קשה בארץ ישראל הרי הוא פתיר לשמו ומשמור לשכיח לקיים מהצלחות רבי ישראל רובה דמדים לומדים בארץ ישראל חדיקיו לשכיחאים עם צורך ונעימה אבל רובה לסלי רבי לשכיחאים וחשים עומדים פקיעים דיחו לפקיעים אבל מה בנאי אתה בא ישנוי מה הדרה שינוי כמה לשנות כי הוא נגיד לגול וסולה כלומדים לומדים לומדים למעצלך רבי בין השינוי ידם בנו לרבי איך אני קבדה מידי בו די בן אדם לקיימי ומחשת לומדים בארץ ישראל ועברי בו די קבדה מידי בו רבי דו יסלי רובה ואילו יקבדה מידי ברובה דו שריך לקיימי משם כביס לבד הדינים ומי בנאי כאילו אם החוס חולה הלך טיימי דו יקים דו יקים דו קטאי על איל משם לבד החוס חולו ויסום אחד בנאי ופה שם יתראי טיימי ואיזה מדינה במדינס הים ואיך את הסיור ביתראי מדינס הים רבי מצרי חובה למצרי נאו, בתזיס dann am Eligett mit dem Lindino. Und mir ist im Asnitz nach dem Eligett, wenn es ein Jahr nicht mehr stattgibt, wenn es ein Jahr nicht mehr zu schreiben, zu mir fragen. Die Leute haben ein bisschen, wenn es ein Jahr nicht mehr zu euch, wenn noch ein Toche, la Puke, reke mich an, oh, er lehm im Lindino, wer hat es schreiben zu euch, wie im Thema. Wa mai no kan du di no nei sa me di ge bi se mi di ne sa yam tsorir ho be i al tsroy la itzo be se mi di no vi ho adim di no di no do ga be khil bi se mi di no יש לי מאדי לא כתור חלה שמינון, דבר נאי מאדי בדינון דינו. בארץ ישראל צורך נאמה משם קיום, כרובה, קורמה של דין צורך, דיתן לא משם קיום. So that is what says, עלי בדהבה מן הדין מורה. But then the Baskoni is, that Rabbi is מצריך משם קיום also, so that's the inname. Inname, קוני בסקון על דין מורה, משם נשכיח אלו לגום עם כלמות. אם היה ואמין, אני מלדב, פירש בקנטרס, what it mean, מה היא? אם ידעו כדי ראישה, הוא פירש גאי, וואי נקרא שזה, מלהים, זה ראישה, because actually, ההיא פה זה ההיא, מה אתם אומרים זה ההיא? That, in other words, so he says, אם אני פירש גאי משום דה סייפה, הוא אהבו למוצא למימה, so why couldn't Rashi apply the ההיא to the סייפה? To the סייפה, in other words, if the Mishnah just mentioned the סייפה, that I maybe get back to Shoyim and Tzorich, I would say only the evidence. So why can't Rashi apply the Ayin to the same thing? Mishum da seku lo ha-vatsal meima ha-ne mila the evidence. Do behed di kotone in Tzorich. If Ayin has reference to the Reishe, the Reishe doesn't say in Tzorich, and the contrary, the Reishe deals with Midas Hayam. The implication is, ho, min dino, min dino, be'at Yisroel, is loy Tzorich. But the Mishnah doesn't spell it out, the Reishim and Dino Dino Be'at Yisroel Tzorich. Only the Mishnah says it spells out, the Reishim is, Hamid Beget, Min Dino and Dino Bindina Sayanam, so he stopped. So he says, so in Mele, we can say that the implication, ho, bindino about the soil loy, means the evidence, if he already delivered again, and he didn't witness. So we don't require him to go back and have another get written in his presence. But if Hayi has reference to the Sefer, the Sefer spells it out explicitly. Hamevi get about his oil in Tzorich. What is the in Tzorich? In Tzorich has the connotation of the Chatzim. In Tzorich, even though, according to Rashi's Pshat, he could be explained. Why couldn't in Tzorich be explained that way? In other words, Hamevi get about his oil, Mindino about his oil. In Tzorich, he doesn't have to go back. In Tzorich, not in Tzorich at the very outset before it's written in Tzorich. But in Tzorich to go back and have another get written. He could, but it's not so pasha. It's not so, it wouldn't be so smooth. Oh, so he says, I'm going to have a better Tzorich, the Mashmach Hatrile, Umi Uroshe Imi Ahi, Uwe Mashmach. Because Imi Ahi, so is more implies that if the Mishnah had mentioned that, so what does it mean? So the same thing, that not the one we are dealing with, because after all the Gemara started to discuss the Reish. How many get me dealing with Sayam? So the Reish is the one that the Gemara discusses. So when he says Imahi that, not the one that the Makshin discusses. What is the same? When according to Rashi, Imahi that refers to the Reish, and the Reish happens to be that clause of the Mishnah that is the subject matter of discussion in the Bismedrash. So mainly the term that, when you use the expression that in respect to something that is not Lefanim, but the Reish is the subject matter in the Bismedrash that is Lefanim, alright, that's not such a kasha. Umi we washing Imahi we mashma. Vinire v'yesh liyashim. In other words, Sotetsu says, no, since the Gemara uses the term Imahi, if that had been mentioned, and that means the other part of the Mishnah, not the part that you are discussing now. So how could we say there that the Orchishai who missed it's on there? In Tzorich Litle Imenu, Kishloyomel Fonechtu Fonechtam, the Omer Ikamon, Kitzat Yasin, Yitlenu Imenu, V'yamzim Yitlo V'neshnayim Yilu Fonechtu Fonechtam. So what it means, in Tzorich Litle Imenu, Kishloyomel, before I left up Ufen Nechtam, the Omer Ikamon, Kitzat Yasin, Yitlenu Imenu V'yamzim, V'yitlo V'neshnayim Yilu Fonechtu Fonechtam. So in other words, so you could say that the pshat in the sefer is Imahi, the Mishnah mentioned the scraping. Hamim get out of soil in Tzorich. So what does it mean in Tzorich? B'devet, in Tzorich Litleimen. Not in Tzorich Leiman, but in Tzorich Litleimen. In other words, if he didn't witness it, so in Tzorich Litleimen. Aber koshet, I'm going to be sure in Beis, I'm going to get to Yamro, when I have to apostle. Upobi mod, yon chodez inne, hamim get. That is so chleimah before the nechtu, before the nechtam. So we took so many mentioned in the Mishnah first perik. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us in the second perik again that if he didn't say it's possible? So if the Mishnah had only told us the halach in the first perik, abamine tzorich v'lo yomah kosher. So kamashvon that in the eved it's possible. Veichav v'gotzel neimah hoche ho amrinon hoche v'lo yitone lachad bo v'abamine be'at yisroel lechatchile. So, how could we say that if not for the Mishnah second Perek, I would say only Chatrile. But in the first Perek itself, it's mentioned twice. So, Mimele, we know that even the evidence is possible. So, why is it necessary to mention it the third time in the second Perek? Because וכסימוסי, דיוכל נגילו בארץ ישראל, אבל לכתחיל את זוג שירה, כסי לסקט וכסימוסי, נשמולים על פה לנחתם, כמה שלום למצוא עיר. Now, so the he explains it, that Imai has reference to the same. But how can you say, Havamini David? So he says, Havamini David, Shalihu Kesim Saket. But it happens that Rashi also explains it that way. And still Rashi applies it, the Mahi applies to the Reish. So Rashi, since Rashi explains it Mamish the same way as the Vi, he certainly could have applied it to the Sefer. The answer is that even though Rashi explained it in the same way as the Vi, he still felt that the Reish could not have reference to the situation where he already was sent, he came with the get. So, because the Ein Tzorich, the plain, the literal connotation of Ein Tzorich is that at the very outset, he doesn't have to bother with Ponechtu Ponechtam. Not that if he already delivered, so he doesn't have to bother, but at the very outset. Wait, Nilo, read all the Purusha, and we'll have to watch the Zagat of Simose, Yochadik Mabeat Yisrael, Avul Chathil Ezor, Shinrek, the Zagat of Simose, Yin Shumulim of Ponechta, Tomash Mulitzor, Yisayam, Yin Rok, the Zagat of Simose, Yochil Avil Lidlo, Vimei 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 Yiloi Maskis Lidlo Vez, Vashlo Vitil, Tzenam Pirek Amayse, So in other words, according to the Vi, we can apply Imahi to the same. But Rashi, even though Rashi explained it, that they have it in the same way as the Vi, but he still felt that it couldn't be applied to the same. Because the literal meaning, the literal connotation of the Eved is something else. Yes, what is it?
Isn't the Eved and Rashi a little different from the Vi? Because in the Vi, the Eved is, if you didn't see it, then I feel like you can bring it.
No, so the Vi says, how many of the Eved shall walk since I get to the Mosin? The Yochel Mikul of Eretz Yisrael. And what does Rashi say? Rashi also says the same thing. Imai, the demise of the Eretz Yisrael, will not be able to come. Will not.
He says he already brought it. That's the way that he explains the
You mean you already bought it, you mean? Well, there is a difference, you mean. There is a difference between the Ritz Pshat and Rashi's Pshat. Because Rashi says, Hanu Levet, that the Maise, you already bought it. And he says, Hanu Levet, not that you already bought it, but Shalero Ksim Saket, Ksim Mose. The Yochel Mikmel of Eretz Yisrael. Abel Chathil Etzor Shire Ksim Saket, Ksim Mose, Kini Shiyuch Alima Mifor Lechta. Kobashon Mitzor. So, ובמדינס הים, אם לא יבואו כסים סגת עושים עושה, אין יוכל לא פעיל להתנאי. או, ואם אין נוס לעבור כשה, אוי, there is that difference. But still, we could, even the way Rashi explains it, so why doesn't Rashi explain that they have it the same way as the Vi, and apply it to the Sefer? Because Rashi felt that even that would not be in consonance with the literal meaning of the Eved. In the Hanami, you're right, there is a difference. Kibdi keil regoi, mishkashtu, v'yad agapu ni machoye, shol yifonu pavlim mechaz mishapati, stam yudim gol kishaschirem dome, v'lahave machoye, hayni mishum, shein amar zik dar kil arzir, imosu machoye. Abu hoche, shemarzer asacharein, makir asmuseidi, achasim seidi, mitzui rikani. So in other words, what do we say is kasha? Here the Gemara says that since they are in Golim, so mishkashchir, there is enough transportation and communication. So the kasha is ligabi cheskas dimul shonim, ligabi cheskas dimul shonim. So the aloha is if Shimon had possession for 3 years in Reuven's sode, and Reuven did not make any protest within the 3 years, so then he gets died. He gets tied. So that is based upon the Raya. The fact that the Morikami acquiesced in the possession by Shimon for 3 years without protesting and contesting it, so that shows that the time of the Marzik of Shimon is a true time. Because what is it? The end? The truth is solitary. Where's the shtar? The shtar he lost. It's already 3 years. So Eve, evidence is introduced that shows that the truth in the Morikami acquiesced for 3 years, didn't make a protest, didn't contest the possession by Shimon, so it's a raya that he had sold it, because if he hadn't sold it to Shimon, why should he acquiesce? It's not natural for a person to acquiesce in somebody else's possession if he hadn't sold it. So now, but suppose Aiden testified that they heard that Reuven made a protest in their presence. So we say